Ian McGarry, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Well, thank goodness you're in front of the right microphone.
And thanks for asking, by the way.
That's no problem at all, mate. Behave yourself. Who's with us tonight?
We've got Stevie Wilkes, of course, who's the manager at Runcorn.
Hiya, Steve. Good evening, Gary. How are you?
Oh, sorry.
Have you seen how Steve's got his mic? He thinks he's in a band.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Really?
Yeah.
He's just got room for his guitar underneath. Yeah. Absolutely fabulous. Yeah. And Steve, who have you brought with us?
I've brought Ross Bain with me, who's my captain at the moment at Runcorn.
Hiya, Ross. How are you doing?
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, fabulous. Thank you very much for joining us on a Friday night. Did he make you do it or did he come willingly?
No, he made me do it.
I thought you might do. That's the way it goes with Stevie Wilkes. Anyway, chaps, very good evening. See you. Any gossip, Ian?
Well, not a lot.
Nothing you can tell me.
Oh, well, you know what it's like, don't you?
I do, actually. You know, yeah, you tell me nout.
Well, I keep getting fined and censured and all the rest of it. I can't, you know.
Sectioned.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, that'll do, yeah.
Probably not. We'd all love it, but you're not. No. Yeah. Afraid not. So, Wilksy, let's catch up with you. What's been happening with you lately?
We've had an indifferent start to the season, shall we say. We've played 8-1, 4, lost 4.
Ian. Sorry, I was talking to you then.
Sorry,
your microphone, you see. Again, we'll sort that out for you. We've got a few problems with you, mate. Sorry, Wilksy.
It's all right. Did you hear any of that or not?
Carry on, yes.
Yeah, we've played 8. We've won 4, lost 4 at the moment. Albeit 3 of the games we've lost have been away at the top 4 teams in the league so far. So, you know, I think we should be doing better than we are at the moment. But season's a long, long foray, shall we say, and hopefully we can knuckle down, get a settled team and start.
Best team you've played so far? It doesn't matter if you've beaten them, but the best team you've played so far?
Well, we got beat 6-0 off Bamber Bridge at FA Cup.
Good old Bamber Bridge, yeah.
But the best team we've played so far, well, I would have to say Newcastle Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rossi's nodding his head next to me. I think he's still doing a spinning class after playing
the centre forward. The teams aren't in that league, though. They're always up there, aren't they? Every year.
Yeah.
Just never seem to get out of it, can they?
Newcastle are one of them teams that start off really well, and if they're up there by January, they keep paying the money. If they're not, then they pull the plug, so they've started off well at the moment, yeah.
Good man. So, Ross, enjoying life at the club?
Yeah, brilliant, yeah.
Apart from getting dragged in here on a Friday night.
Well, I know, yeah. no, lads have made me feel really welcome. I've only been there 5 weeks, but no, it's a great club. Run very well, and fans are brilliant.
And at 32, Ross, it's a good move for you. And it's,
36.
Snap your cruise ship a while ago, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Or to come back at that age, you know, 32, with a bad injury like that.
Yeah. As you find out, Ian's full of positive energy.
Yeah, no, I think I'm 26. that
is that the correct age?
Thank you, Ross.
Yeah.
But no, I was out for about a year and a half. I snapped my cruise ship and tore my cartilage.
Oof.
So, but no, it's been all right for the past 10 months now, so fingers crossed.
It's a great signing for me, to be honest, because he's an experienced lad that's come in, you know. Like I say, he's now the captain of the club while Steve Cunningham's injured with a hamstring. So, and like I said, the lads have made him feel welcome and he's done really well.
And he's a proper centre-half. He punts a few, so which is
the good old technical terms.
Absolutely, in the coaching manual, page 72. Alongside punting into the stand.
Listen, chaps, other guests on the way. We'll hear from Fylde's new signing, Adam Nolan, who joined last week. We heard from the president, of course, ahead of his first game against Lancaster. I say he will join us. We can't get hold of him at the moment. If you're listening now. Now, Steve Wilkes is with us, ex-Preston, of course, pro, same as yourself, going into non-league. And Steve's just told us it was a bit difficult for him. I mean, Steve's with us, Steve. Do you want to ask Adam a question?
Hey, mate, how's it going? How's it going, Steve?
Yeah, not so bad, Paul. Yeah, I was just saying before, when I came out of professional football into non-league football, it took me 6 months to adjust. And the first few games, it was like I had no time on the ball whatsoever. What was it like Tuesday? Yeah.
No, I just listened to your comments then, to be honest, and you hit the nail on the head for me, exactly. But to be honest, I had the same problem when I went from Championship and went to Notts County. It was exactly the same sort of thing where the game had changed, everybody's in your face, you know, there's not a lot of time on the ball, and for a player like myself, you know, that's what I thrive on. I enjoy playing in that sort of atmosphere, that sort of game where, you know, there was a bit of football being played, but you know, to be honest, the other night, you know, Lancaster, they had a game plan. They were in our faces from the off, and we didn't handle it too well. And me personally, I didn't have any time on the ball. There was lads, you know, particularly the player I was playing up against in midfield, he was going through the back of me a couple of times and getting away with it. And, you know, it's a different mentality, different style of football, different refereeing, to be honest.
Yeah.
So they get away with a lot more. But I think, you know, there is a bit of, you know, the lads that you're playing against, some of them, a lot of them have played in the league, a lot of them have been pros, and they've ended up, you know, getting out of the league and struggling to get clubs, and then they come up against somebody like me who's just dropped out of the league, and they want to prove a point.
Yeah, it's
and
like
I want to say, you know, I'm just as good as this guy, if not better. So, you know, it's tough. It's definitely tough.
It's like what me and Ross were saying before. You know, you do get targeted because you are Adam Nolan, who 6 weeks ago was at Blackpool. So, you know, especially when it's a local derby with Lancaster, people up here will know you. But you'll be fine, mate. If you don't fancy it there, I'll put 7 days in your next week.
I'm always open to offers.
Hey, don't you say that. I'll have David Athornthwaite on the phone.
Sorry, David.
I wish. Don't you be a mercenary.
I wish.
Don't you start that Andrew Flintoff stuff here, mate.
No. To be honest, you know, David, to be fair to him, was a big part of the reason that I signed for File, because he's been fantastic.
He used to sponsor you, didn't he, when you were a young player at... Okay, let's move on, guys. FA VAR's second round of qualifying. AFC Blackpool have got Oldham Town in.
Well, you know, Stuart Parker, we've talked to him, and he knows they're not going to win anything. They're struggling, they're bottom at league. They're getting everything sorted at the ground and the training facilities. They're getting all that ready first instead of putting money into the team, which is fair enough. Whether they'll get something tomorrow, I'm going to put them up for an all win tomorrow. I'll put them for. I hope they win tomorrow, get a result. I like Stuart Parker and football man. And I hope they get a result.
I think it's just depends on which Oldham Town turn up tomorrow. Blackpool could win that game 3-0 and quite easily lose it 4-0, because Oldham are one of them teams that, on the day, they're a horrible, horrible team.
You
know, some days they just can't be bothered. So, but you'd like to see Stuart progress tomorrow. So I'll go for a Blackpool win.
Okay, chaps.
Yeah, Baker Borough.
Baker Borough home to Hulk All Boys.
Yeah, your mate Stevie. What do you think?
Yes,
your mate who?
Brent's a mate of Steve's.
A very good mate of mine. He's
yeah, but you know that, I know that. No one else. You know, you have to tell people your mate who.
It's quite funny, actually, because we played AFC Emley in the first round of the FA, well, the qualifying round of the FA Cup, about 6 weeks ago. And the referee came up to me in the boardroom before the game and said, "You do know you're not allowed in the technical area today, don't you?" And I said, "No, why?" He said, "I got told last night at Bake Up by the Bake Up manager that you're suspended."
Nice one, Brent.
I said, "That'll be Brent." He said, "Is it true?" I said, "No, it's not."
To be fair, he's on a good run at moments, aren't he?
Yeah.
They had a good win against Bootle, or, you know, they conceded an odd goal, haven't they, Bootle?
Well, we scored against them. That's another story.
So they put a couple to their end, didn't they?
Like, yeah.
Did you play?
Did
you play?
Yeah.
Obviously, they didn't punt them hard enough then.
No.
Andy beat Squires great 6-1.
I mean, Squires Gate were playing well as well. They've done a good run of 3 or 4 straight wins and then beat 6-1.
Yeah, I can't see Holker.
Second division, first division.
If it had been the other way around, Holker at home, then, you know, with the pitch and what have you, you never know. But
it's all win, that.
Definitely all
win.
Definitely, yeah.
Okie dokie. Paddy, they're away at Chatterton.
Yeah, well, to be fair, Graham Howard's done a good job since he got promoted in the last season. Had a good start. I think they'll beat Chatterton. They're Division 1, aren't they? League below.
I've seen both these teams in last week. I watched Chatterton because they played Daisy Hill last Saturday, and I watched Paddy on Wednesday night against Silsden. If Paddy turn up tomorrow, they'll win the game quite easy. You know, because Chatterton, with all due respect to them, weren't the best side.
Yeah.
So I can't see anything but a Paddy and victory.
And then we've got Runcorn Lidditz. Away to Daisy Hill. Steve.
Yeah.
Watched Daisy Hill last week, didn't you? Can I ask you what your opinion was?
A bit more cultured than Ian's opinion, please, on any football teams.
Yeah, they weren't bad. Yeah, they're up there in the second in the league.
That's not what he said off her, I can tell you, by the way.
Did you say they're rather good?
Yeah, they knocked it about well. it's a bit same with Paddy. I mean, if we turn up and play like we did Tuesday night against Ashton, you know, it's difficult when you go to places like Daisy Hill. The changing rooms are, you know, like, once again, no disrespect to Daisy Hill, the worst in the league.
They'll be a bit worse tomorrow when they've heard this.
Yeah.
But the water up floor, a few drying pins.
Yeah, it's exactly what we used, you know, you do it, don't you?
Yeah.
You're talking about
terrible
professional footballers coming down to non-league. Well, it's just a bit similar that, you know.
Yeah, you should win, shouldn't you? Steve, I know you don't want to shoot yourself in foot. I mean, I haven't put the mockers on. I think it might take two games to get. I think you might. You know what I mean?
What do you think, Ross?
Well, basically, they'll up the game, won't they? Because they're a league below.
Well, they're the top, aren't they?
Yeah, but second.
You know, somebody not a million miles from me said they were poor, like, you know, so I don't know. I obviously don't know.
I mean, we had a good win Tuesday night. Hopefully.
If we can carry on the way we played Tuesday night, then.
Yeah, it's a definite. As I say, could go to two games. There's a pitch that might just, you know, I mean.
If it takes two games and we get through to the next round, then so be it.
So be it. Doesn't matter. Take them down to your place on a Tuesday night, be even better, won't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Be great.
Lads working, and, well, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a run corn win, that.
Okay, well, we think it might be a run corn win. We'll see. Cone away at Earlham.
Well, I don't know what to say about Cone, really. They're minus 12 goal difference after nine games. I know they got hammered by Squires Gate. I can't see them. I mean, Earlham are top in the Division 1 as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Cone will get beat tomorrow. I just don't know what. You know, they're a funny side, Cone. And Nigel's been there years, you know, top player, top manager. But, you know, they get some funny results.
I think what's happening at Cone is, I mean, I've spoken to Nige quite a few times this week. We sat and watched the Paddy game together, and he's got a lot of young lads. You know, his three centre-halves last Saturday, I believe, were 17, 18 and 21. You know, he's brought Steve Pickup in for a bit of experience at the back to try and...
To carry bags.
To try and shore things up at the back. I think they'll get a result tomorrow. A bit like what you're saying about us, Ian. If it takes them two games to get through, I think Colin will... I think he's got a couple of lads in from Clitheroe as well now, so...
I hope they do anyway. I really hope they get a result.
Yeah.
Okay. Nelson, home to Abbey Hay.
I'll talk about Colin. They beat Colin, didn't they, midweek? Then they got beat by Ramsbottom. But... Abbey Hay, bottom at league. Got to be a Nelson win that.
We played Nelson a few weeks ago. They looked a good set. We were on a good run at the time. We beat them 2-0, but yeah, I can't see anything else.
Squires Gate away to Penrith. That could be a trip too far for Squires Gate, I think.
It's a long one.
It is a long one. It's not too bad from Squires Gate. You're halfway there, aren't you?
I don't know about that.
But, you know, the new manager there, Russ McKenna. I like Russ. It's his new first managerial appointment. He's actually player manager, so I don't know how he's coping with that, to be honest with you.
Well, he's playing and managing.
There's no need for that, is there?
Not really, no. I just thought I'd get it in, though. You know what I mean?
There's no need for it, is
you play and you manage. Simple as that.
It's difficult, that, believe me.
He's got to have somebody he can trust in the dugout, Andy, to be fair. Now, I don't, you know.
Yeah.
They got beat 6 by Baker, but I think Penrith will be a hard game for them. And if they get a result from there, be a good result. But I think they'll get beat. Hope I'm wrong. Russ, if you're listening, I hope I'm wrong.
Okay.
He's a Clitheroe lad, isn't he, Russ?
I believe so.
He's
a
Clitheroe lad, yeah.
Ramsbottom United against Nostell MW.
Well, Northern Counties East. I better not say no to Burton. Ramsbottom had a great start at season. They've got two managers, Bernard Marley and Anthony Johnson. Don't know whose turn is to pick the team this week, Wilson, do you? Whose turn is to give the team talk and the clue? And they both play as well. How did you work that out?
I think...
playing and manage.
Playing, they both manage. How did they do that?
I think there's
a... Have a meeting in midfield.
Did they have a timeout? Did they like in America have a timeout?
No, just have a meeting in midfield and the throw-ins in. Yeah. What do you think? Get him off.
Well, I think...
Very good. I like it.
Reading the North West Counties website this week, they've done a question and answer session on them, and that question was asked, who picks the team? And there's actually three of them.
Three of them?
Yeah. Well, I
thought that was Barnoldswick.
let me just try and explain this. There's not three managers.
You've got 1 minute 30 seconds to explain it.
I've got to go lie down in the dark room, I think.
They have a gentleman who, his name's escaped me, who's on the side, when they're playing, I think this gentleman makes all the decisions, substitutions-wise, and if he gets it wrong, then he gets it all looked after. But I think that's what's happened. But
the old win anyway. Yeah, they've got some good players, haven't they?
Yeah, they've signed some good players. Right. They've done well. They've done well.
Chaps, thank you very much indeed. Good luck to you lads tomorrow. Runcorn boys, that is.
Absolutely.
Steve Wilkes, the Runcorn Linux manager with us tonight. Always good, a friend of the programme. Ross Bain, who's just started to be a good friend of the programme because it's his first time in for us tonight. He's defender and captain. And he's survived. your first time with Ian McGarry.
I know, yeah.
Hey? Now then, next time you're forced to come in, you'll say, absolutely no way, Gaffer. Absolutely no way.
I know, yeah. I've had to pay him.
Done my stint. Hey? I've been there, I've done
that.
I've
to pay him.
Never again, he'll say. Fantastic. Guys, thanks for your company tonight, and good luck for the rest of the season. No doubt we'll see you soon. Wilksy, thanks for your company. Ian McGarry, been a bit naughty tonight, I've got to tell you. Naughty corner, you know. What can I say? See you next week.
Thank you very much.
Have a good week anyway.
Thank you very much.
And just think about these things through the week, and work on the delivery. And, you know, like when you're managing, you're telling your centre forward.
And I can swear when I'm
just a bit improve, you know. Come round here, I'll give you that hit in the stomach that you love. Thanks for your company. Cheers, mate. All the best. All right. Ian McGarry with you next week on the non league bits on our programme. Some top guests, as always. Stand by for a night of music. Starts off.